Hello, I'm David Dabalane from Save the Elephant, and I'm here to sort of share my own experience of an amazing bull elephant who was such an aggressive animal. Romo, who was a newcomer to Samburu National Reserve, and Samburu has about 1,000 elephants that are individually identified. And within our study period, a big male elephant appeared, and he straightway got into confrontation with our old resident males who are also in must, who are sexually active and they're looking for females. And it was interesting because, you know, often the bulls, one of the last things that they try and do is try and avoid a fight. Romo immediately picked a fight, so he did not avoid a fight. And this is because he's a newcomer. He didn't know where he belonged in terms of the high ranking or, you know, just where he belongs. And he went straight in a fight with a big male called Abraham Lincoln. And after a very fierce battle, he got beaten up. And as he was running away, he came across a Toyota Land Cruiser, a Toyota Hilux, absolutely took his anger off that poor car with 2 hour researches. Luckily, all was well at the end, despite, you know, everyone's horror that they were definitely dead. But, you know, that is not the end of the story. The story here is actually when he came the second time, Abraham Lincoln was still around. But when Romo came the second time, we were very interested to know where does he go? I mean, because, you know, that's one of our things that we do, is actually we try and understand elephants' sort of need by actually radio tracking them or, you know, trying to follow their lives daytime, night, using GPS tracking data. So anyway, he was darted because he was right in the middle of the park and he tried to charge us, but luckily we escaped. And after the drug took effect, after 8 to 10 minutes, unfortunately, he went down in the river, Iwaso Nyiro River, which is absolutely a crocodile-infested river. And it was quite scary what will happen. But anyway, we rushed there, tried to put this collar, the belt on the elephant. But unfortunately, he was just so big, like he had his neck being exaggerated because of his posture, the way he sat down. When they're in must or when they're sexually active, it's one of their strategies is actually to look much bigger than they are. Anyway, because of his posture, you know, that sitting, you know, that sort of position, he even became twice bigger. There was nothing we could do. It was such a shame, heartbreaking, because we really wanted to know where this amazing elephant comes from or where does he go. Eventually, we had to swallow our pride and revived. Antidote was administered and the bull was in the usual 2 to 3 minutes. But guess what? Because he was lying in the middle of a river, someone had to hold his trunk. Unfortunately, someone in this case was me. So I was thinking, is this bravery or is it just a bit stupid? Or it's just for the love of elephants. And I think it was, it was a bit of everything because it's not really wise to hold that trunk. As soon as he was up, he started flapping his ears and I, put the trunk down and started running for my dear life. However, he was still a few minutes from waking up. We came back again, put a big, wood or a big log in front of Romo and placed his trunk there so that he can breathe. Finally, he stood up, checked his head, smelled himself, probably smelled terrible because, human smell was all over him. Had, the rumble and the chaos of young males chasing his, the female that he was guarding to mate. And he took off. I was so scared. And I think even after he left, I was still in this state of panic. But you know what? You know, through this sort of field activities, sometimes can be really exciting, sometimes can be dangerous. And, you know, we just have to do it. So that's just a small story that I wanted to share. Otherwise, it was quite a moment in my life.